morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go run down Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning and see how he's percolating. Morning, Mike. What's up, man?
No, about, I think they said there was 27,000 over our next door yesterday.
27,000 next door.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
They got a big physical therapy convention going on.
Oh, Lord. 27,000.
They got all three floors. 27,000. They got all three floors from B down.
Well, I bet you parking's a nightmare.
Well, most of them, you know, they're not locals. They're from all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, parking's bad any time they go down there. But
well, true, yeah. But, man, that's a big event going on.
Yeah.
I used to, when we were there, they'd always have that wedding thing.
Right.
Next door, but it wasn't as crowded as that. That's crazy.
No.
Was there a lot of people there yesterday?
I couldn't say, really, to be honest.
Or did Valentine's Day have it kind of curtailed a little bit?
I think it's been about the same every day. Thursday was probably our weakest, but
yeah,
opening day was pretty good.
Opening day is usually pretty good. It always has been.
It dries up, you know. By 3 o'clock, you can tell. You know, nobody's going to fight that traffic after that. That's a big deal. And the ones that are there, they're just going to stay and, you know, leave when we leave. You know, let the traffic die by a little
time,
bit.
Beat the traffic.
Yeah, I really haven't. Only time I had it bad was Thursday night. They had something going on at Minute Maid, which it ain't Minute Maid no more, but my God, it was a mess trying to get out from underneath all that. But that was the worst I've had, you know. Time I get right there and jump on 59, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't think 59 is not that bad. And I say something, there'll be a wreck on it or something this morning.
Well. And take I-10.
That I-10 stuff ain't.
I know, or jump the channel and take 225. You know, that's the way I go. I'll go over the Fred Hartman and hit 225 and then slide into 610, 45, and then there.
Right. No, I can get right there.
Still not fun, man.
No. That's the only thing good about 59. It's straight in and out on it.
Right.
So, but, oh, it's been a good show. Like I said, it's the day and time of this now. I mean, it's so much stuff done on the internet, you know, and I'm not seeing the faces that I'm accustomed to seeing. Seen, you know, quite a few yesterday, but not like, you know, back in the day, people just come see you, you know, and say hello or come to see you and book a trip. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think, down south, T-shirts and rods, that's the three.
That's what Richard was telling me. There. He counted 27 different rod companies.
I didn't try to count them. 27. That's wild.
Did I just hear background music from Two Mules for Sister Sarah?
Yes, you did.
How about that? I'm good, huh?
Yep. Sitting here watching.
A little Clint Eastwood.
Yep. A young Clint Eastwood.
A young one, yeah. Boy, he's something else. He's still hanging around, man. That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, you bet. You know, when he started on Rawhide.
Rowdy Yates on Rawhide, that's it.
Yep, that was him. No, I ain't got no fishing reports other than tuna. You know, when they get out there, they wagging them tuna.
Oh, yeah, it's that time of year. The weather's just been so roller coaster this year, man.
Yeah, that's the deal. You know, trying to make your customers commit.
Yeah.
Then they get there and, I think we can do it. And then you're going to take a butt whooping when you do it.
What I have a guy tell me one time, he said, I went to Venice and stayed for a week and only got to fish 2 days offshore. 7 days he got two trips offshore, but he said, boy, we whacked them. We lit them tuna up, man.
Yep. But other than that, I know what's going on in the bay system down there. You know, it's dirty water, and you just got to drive around till you find them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, I hadn't even talked to nobody. You know, the local guys that's at the show, they're not saying much. Boys from Calcasieu, they're not doing much right now.
No, you look at all their old pictures, it's all redfish, no trout right now. They're going to have to wait for an influx from the Gulf.
Yep, sure enough. Everybody, you know, and you still catching them trout down there? I said, no, I ain't catching them trout. That's been over with since December 1st. How come? The river's muddy.
You've been fighting that for years, and I mean, I can see your point. Why even bother? Just wait till, you know, everything cleans out and start up in March, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what them boys, them Cherokee boys, first day. What's up with all them big trout y'all catching over? I said, I guess they left y'all come to us.
No, y'all let them grow up a little bit.
Yeah, true. But
different mentality over there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, if one guy talked to him about, I'm a straight-up live bait guy. You fish live bait. And I said, that's your choice. I don't. I said, you can definitely pay for them, put them on the boat, but you know, I'm not responsible for you catching them or not catching them on them live shrimp. Well, how come that? I said, most people going to throw them off. And then you got by the hard heads, gaff tops, and all of that. On top of that, I said, they're 45 cents a piece. He said, what'd you say? I said, they're 45 cents a piece.
That's what live shrimp are over there now?
Yeah. I heard
they're
going
still,
to 50.
They still count them out over there?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. And I'm telling you,
man,
there's not.
Wait in line for a long time to get some bait, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of people in front of me if they're having to hand count them like that. Jeez.
Yep. It takes a while.
Like counting croakers.
Yeah. Croakers would be a little easier, though.
Well, yeah.
I talked to somebody that had a really good trip before that weather turned and wade fishing. And I think they went through 15 dozen croakers wade fishing.
To catch a handful of trout.
Porter Angus, I think he said,
Man. Yep. With a 3 trout limit.
Yep.
15 dozen croakers.
Oh, he's catching release.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah. So,
it's hard to work with. 3 trout limit in a 5-inch slot. 15 to 20.
Most definitely.
I just don't see it's
like I told
beating up on the fish.
It's like I told one of them boys that catch you. I said, man, there's some of the places that I get on them, I have to drive away from them. He said, why is that? I said, because they're all over 22 inches, that's why. He said, bullcorn. I said, I'm telling you right now. I said, I'm not going to sit there and shore lip all them fish and have to throw them back. And have to put my hands on them in the first place, you know.
Yeah, people don't realize how many fish are killed just by photo ops and weeding through pencils to get slots and then weeding through oversized to get slots. I mean, it just...
Especially on them trout. They just
trout are you mishandle them, and they are. That's why they're called a spotted weak fish, because they're weak.
Yep. Well, all you got to do is look at your hands. You put your hands around one of them, and when you turn him loose, look at your hands, and it's going to be solid scales on your hands.
Yeah.
And you've just took his protection away.
Well, you put him in the net, too. You take a lot of slime and scales off, netting a fish like that.
Yeah. I very seldom. It's got to be a big fish for me to net him. Now, and I'll get some customers that get aggravated with me. Well, I'm out here like that one. Well, just not hit him upside the boat. You know, that's a big deal. I tell them, don't hit the boat. Just one motion. That's all it takes, one motion. Reel down, stick your hand out front a little ways. Pop him right up there in my lap.
Yeah.
So, you know, now them old rubber lips, I don't think you can kill them. You ain't going to knock scales off them very much anyhow.
No, you're not. They're pretty hardy. Best way to kill a redfish is put a straight hook right between his nostrils. And that's then he doesn't have a fighting chance. But any other way, they're very hardy. Very hardy.
Oh, we got one this summer. Had a spinnerbait hanging out.
Hell, I caught one in a Redfish Cup tournament down there in, where were we at? Bio Signet or somewhere? And, it had an arrow through it. It still bit my spoon.
It's crazy.
Somebody had, was bow fishing and shot him. And right through the top of the back. And I'm reeling that fish in. I told Wayne, I said, man, what in the world? We got it up there, and we just cracked up laughing. Well, did we get to weigh him in with the air in him or not?
Yeah, he put him in a live well.
Yeah, how you gonna put him in a live well with that? But he wasn't a better fish. I slid the air all the way through and then turned him loose.
I was trout fishing on one of them short rigs out there in that West Delta before they tore them all down, and you used to pop out a red bass, and they was just them little old tire type ones just everywhere right there. Had all them good shell bottoms around them, and man, them trout would stack up on that stuff. I pulled up to one of them that had one of them alarms working on it, and I hate fishing around one of them things because they're so loud. First cast, I pitched up there and let it fall down. I said, boom, I set into it, and I said, little red or something. Pretty heavy, and it was 25-inch redfish, and had an O-ring behind his gill plates.
Wow.
And I mean probably a half-inch diameter on that O-ring that he had swam through it. He got it caught behind his gill plates.
I caught a trout like that one time on the North Ridge over in Trinity Bay that had a piece of PVC behind his gills like that, and his body grew around it, his shoulders.
Yep. That's weird.
I guess they were running water line or whatever to their pier out there, and they were just the cutoffs. They were just letting them fall in the water, and that fish must have swam through it when it was a baby, you know, a pencil.
Right.
It grew around it. I'm going, that's crazy.
Yep, it is. It's, it's just, especially them redfish. We caught one back in the fall. I mean, the whole bottom half of his tail was gone. He didn't have nothing but the top hat.
Huh.
He was still, he didn't fight as hard as, most do, but
you ever caught trout that are just nubbers? It looks like wrist.
Yeah.
There's no tail at all, and they're still swimming around eating. Man, I guess it got bit off or cut off of the prop, and they
look like
still
a eel
doing it.
Yep,
nubbers.
And then you put your hand on them, and they're dead. So.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, you got two more days. Hitting it hard at George R. Brown, man. Playing on that concrete up there. Boy, my knee don't miss that.
I hear you. Yep.
All right, buddy. On concrete. Well, if somebody wants to call you about getting with you and coming over to Venice and hanging out and fishing with you, man, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fish.
All right, man. Well, Mike, you have a good one, brother.
Later.
See ya. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over at Venice, Louisiana, working a fishing show right now. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, Look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, is here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now and check in with Captain James Plogg, see what he's doing. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
How's it going, brother? Did you survive Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. I played golf yesterday. That's bad.
Played golf. Atta boy.
Man.
Take Carol out last night.
Hell no.
She make you a dinner. I cooked my wife a nice dinner. I got up yesterday from my nap. I slid into town. Got two really nice Wagyu fillets for dinner and a dozen roses. Man, I hit it hard yesterday. I took care
Did
of business.
Did you really? Are you serious?
I'm serious. Had a nice salad and a baked potato and a high-dollar filet, melt in your mouth.
You're breaking down in your old age here,
Hey, man, got to take care of the one that brought you, man. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
Let me see what I did. Nothing. Every appliance in this house,
You didn't
broke,
cook Carol so dinner?
I can't
Big
boil
chef
water.
Like you, James, I know how you like to cook, man.
Hey, I can't boil water, man. If you can't put it in a microwave, it ain't happening. My guys are like, well, what are you going to do if something ever happens? I said, man, as long as I got some money and as long as I got some gas, I'm fit to go get something to eat. I ain't no cook, man. I hate cooking. And it was nasty yesterday, too. It never got nice, and I knew it. I called Joe, that my guy played with me, and I texted him about 10 o'clock. I said, hey, man, you better put some clothes on, dude. Well, he didn't get my text, and he had some stuff on. But you needed stuff. I mean, I was geared up like I was fixed to go fish a tournament. And I was fine. He was cold. I said, man, look, man, it's cloudy. That old east wind is cutting you in, too. I said, you better put some stuff on, man, when it's like that. So that was it. I was supposed to fish that tournament today, but I actually am doing something for Valentine's. I take care of South Texas, the one of Rod's boys' baby's first birthday party. I said, you know what? First birthday parties, that little kid don't
that
remember.
That kid
no
doesn't
first
have
birthday.
Any idea what's going on. I feel the same way, man.
This is just
for the people. That's for them.
But she wants to go, so I'll drive her down there. So I saw Cole at that fishing show. He said, you coming? I said, man, I got to take Carol to Alice. I ain't fishing.
Yeah, you got to make that first birthday party and make that last birthday party the one when you're in a casket. You know? <that's...
laughs> Oh, man. But, no, that's it, man. I ain't fished because the weather's been so bad.
I know. Wait till next week, dude. You see all that now? Boy, they've revised all that. I knew it was going to get cold, but not bitter cold.
Well, and I think, you know, and you say it all the time, but I'm probably the same way. But all them fishing in that deep water, there's a reason why I wasn't catching them nowhere, because they never came out of there. Places I was fishing, you just can't catch them. I mean, yeah, you can. I mean, if you had put yourself in the tournament situation, yeah, you can go get four bites, but to go catch them, you know, that's a problem about right now. What's different here,
yeah.
You know, when you and I was doing, you know, We were big trout fishing. I didn't go to try to catch 40 or 10.
No,
or,
we just went to catch a big one and ended up getting a bite. You know?
Exactly. Hey, if you
there was
a
days
lot,
we'd catch one or two big ones apiece, but there was a lot of days where we'd just wall them out, man, in terrible weather.
Yeah, but we didn't go to do that. We went to catch a big trout, and
that's it.
Now, I find myself, trying to fish numbers in February and March, and you're going to get disappointed at times. You ain't just going to roll out there and catch 30 a day, But that bite was just off. I know, all that little gritty stuff out there in Matagorda, but, man, I talked to a lot of people, and it was a bad bite. And I listened to Bill about all that, and I know places I was fishing, fish ain't swam off, man. They don't bite. They're not biting. Your timing's wrong. They're biting at some point in time. They just ain't biting when you're there. There ain't no reason for them to go nowhere. As water gets muddy, the tide drops out 57 foot or something, they may go somewhere. But I just had a tough time getting a bite. Now, yesterday got right. There was places you could have went yesterday. That tide got super high yesterday, man. Super high.
Yeah, that wind pumped that water in, buddy.
It did, Mickey. And I'm surprised, because even like Monday. Yeah, it was Monday. It pumping east northeast wind. I mean, getting it, dude. An incoming tide. And yeah, the current ran, but there wasn't no water, man. It was like, there was, I was wading the place. I told you that you can't wade. Even when it's normal tide, it gets too deep. But it was perfect. I said, man, every trout in the world got to be right here, man. And it might have been. They just didn't bite. But yesterday, that tide come in. That wind's going to blow pretty hard. It's blowing pretty hard right now. It's probably blowing, 16 to 18 probably right now. Looks like out of due south.
Yeah. Cranking out of the south, getting ready for that. It ought to swing more southwest this afternoon ahead of that front line.
Yeah, I know I can go catch me a couple this morning. I don't know if I can win no tournament with them, but maybe. Maybe. I don't think you need a – I was looking at them weights in that spectacular tournament, and that included Matagorda. I know the guys that won it went to the top two or three teams fished in Matagorda.
Yeah,
and there wasn't a 5 pound fish,
right?
4.86 was the biggest. So you got to have three of them. I was looking at some of them weights, and then I forget it included a redfish. That's why I don't fish none of that stuff like that. First off, you can go to Matagorda. So I ain't driving down there.
Second, I don't know why everybody's got to combine everything. Either have a redfish tournament or a trout tournament.
100%, Mickey. I don't, hey, let's eat a redfish. Because once you throw a redfish in on a tournament,
you just made it a redfish tournament.
100%.
That's it.
And that's why I don't do it. Not that I'm no big tourney man. I like a trout tournament. And I'm not a good red fisherman. I mean, I'm not going to go red fishing. Number one, I don't like it. Me and you could get them when, the deep water fishing, that's, of course, why they don't have no tournaments here that time of year, because we knew how to catch them in the deep water.
Exactly.
But I don't, I can go wade in that marsh or float around in there, but I'm not good at it. So I just don't fool with it. Man, I don't really like catching a redfish. I mean, ain't something I want to do.
You think about it, over all the years, the marsh was virtually untapped. Except for maybe a little bayou fishing. But now with kayaks and other means, those fish get a lot of pressure on them in the marsh now.
Oh, dude, Mickey, them little pole boats.
Yeah, little poling skiffs and kayaks, dude, and everything. They get back up in there, and those fish get a lot of pressure, man.
They're everywhere. Hey, there's a lot of days. I go every day, and there's days that it's just terrible. I'm not going to see nobody. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here pops out a couple of them little old poling boats that's been up in the marsh.
Yeah.
And then they go out in the bay, and I said, man, it's got to be rough out there. I mean, but I guess they're catching them or they're at least telling their guys we get a shot at them or whatever. Hey, the fly fishing deal's good. You don't never have to catch anything. You pull around in there, maybe you see a swirl, and that guy likes it, and he throws over there, and they get good money, and you don't ever have to catch anything.
Didn't Trimble try that for a while?
Yeah, but he was ahead of his time, though, Mickey. I think if Trimble could have hung in there and maybe lived underneath the bridge
that's
somewhere,
true.
He would have.
Well, Steve Soule used to do a lot of that, too, huh?
He did it, and I think Steve, he still got his little flat boat kind of thing, but I think he'll throw a topwater out there in a heartbeat. I don't think he's.
I know Steve. He's a topwater addict.
Yeah, he's a pretty good dude. I like
Steve. Yeah, he is. I like Steve. Always have. Good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude. But, man, I just think, man, right now, the way this wind is, man, how many places me and you used to have, I'd be running over somebody to get there right now. So, man, they're fixing to bite, dude.
Yep, times have changed.
But all those fish, Mickey, everything you're catching, even all them pencils and all that garbage, everything is really, really close the deep water. Like, there's 20 foot right there. Everywhere I'm fishing, they're on flat, but they're close. They're not, because I tried some of that stuff. Man, let's just, you know, go down the shorelines, all in places, you know, where I was fishing, where we used to catch them.
Yeah.
They're not there unless you get really close to a spot that's got deep water. Then right. The whole mass of them is there. They're just not going to walk down no bank. And I did that. I put Kenny, one of my guys, in a place. And I said, look, man, me and Christian, we're going to go down here. Y'all do this deal. And that's what's good when Kenny goes with me. We cover a lot of ground.
Sure.
So I weighed like a mile. We get four bites, catch one, and he ain't even legal if you want to. He's like 14 inches long. Like, I had a bite. Christian had three bites. It was terrible. And there was some bait. It looked good. And I get back down there where I put them by that deep water. They sit there and caught like 50. So the schools are where, you know, they're tight to really some deep water, and they know all this stuff. They know it ain't normal. Even the
remember the old days. That's how we learned all this stuff, man. We'd do the hopscotch deal, like when we'd all go together. I'd drop you and Blaine off and move down a mile and park the boat and jump out, and that's how we found all these sweet spots on these miles of shorelines where fish hang. And
hey, man, how many
hopscotch
miles? Did we wade, not knowing nothing, just get out, getting wet,
trial and error fishing, brother?
We found a lot of stuff together, buddy. I mean,
yeah, we did
a bunch, and it's all come. You just kind of run out of spots, Mickey. I'm still trying to do what we used to do. You just kind of run out of real estate, and just about anything that I got, where ain't nobody fooling with. It's all man-made stuff that it wasn't there,
right?
You know, and it just becomes spot fishing.
Yeah,
I
look
at
all
that.
Good trout haunts and towheads and little reefs and stuff we had down flats that is all covered up with spoil and dredge now. You know,
yeah.
It's just changed.
A lot of that.
And don't think that doesn't change the estuary up. I mean, the whole geographical area, I mean, it changes up the way fish move now and where they live and you know, the currents. It's changed it all. And you just, fishing is just different now.
Man, Mickey, it's just eroding so bad. Hey, I was fishing the bio, and you and I have caught a million fish there, big ones. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, what is there? This ain't something's just different. And I don't fish there much anymore. I just don't, because it's a wore out, you know what. So I don't go, but there ain't nobody fishing. I said, let me go. I don't catch nothing, but I'm looking at these mullet, and I'm like, man, I'm going to put the boat over there. Well, that whole gut that we used to stand and throw in,
yeah,
you can't do it anymore. And I don't think the gut moved. I think the shores are just eroding. So I had to go and park the boat on the other side. And the gut runs right on the bank that's on the north side now. It's not where we used to fish.
Wow.
I said, well, here's the gut right here. And I just got through fishing there. I barely moved the boat. We got out. I just backed up from the boat a little bit. Now we're throwing in the gut that we used to fish in, that you could stand on that point, you know, and throw in the gut. Well, you're just throwing out onto a flat. As soon as I got, we could throw in that gut, you catch one every cast. I was off of them 60 yards.
Yeah.
And that's got to be them. But where we used to stand and throw, where that reef was.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gone. I think the shore's just gone. The land's gone.
Right.
It's crazy, dude.
It is. Let me knock this break out right quick. Hang on. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Well, folks, if you're going fishing, well, not till you've been to the 50th annual fishing show. That's going on right now. That'll run through the weekend till Sunday evening at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And, you know, there's everything for the fishermen there. Check it all out. New rods, reels, lures, factory reps. They'll all be in their booths showing, you know, displaying new product and answering all your questions. And guides from Alaska to South America. And dozens of fully rigged boats on display and hundreds of kayaks. So check out the clinic daily. They're by expert fishermen covering salt and fresh water. And don't forget about today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, the special kids clinic. That's a lot of fun for them. Get them out of the house, take them in, let them check it out. They'll have a good time. So if you love to fish or just want to learn more about fishing, don't miss the 50th annual fishing show. That's through the weekend at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Check it out at HoustonFishingShow.com. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we are back, my friend.
Yo, brother. Hey, but you know, that just what made us all better then. And it is, you know, now I ain't got all y'all fishing with me every day, so you're just kind of on your own, but it's still doing the same thing we used to do, looking for something different, looking for something new. And every now and then I run into something. You know, we have a little spot. Actually, I found it in like, it was like November. It was this year. And it was just one of the deals. Cameron was with me and my guy Sam. And we were hitting some stuff, and I told him, you know, bring the boat up. Well, next thing I know, I don't even know where Sam is. He's wandering around out there like 6 inches into the water. Cameron goes back across the cove where we just come out of and ain't caught nothing. I'm like, man, I was getting mad. I said, bring me the boat, dude. I'm like 10 miles. I said, well, there ain't nobody going to bring nothing, so I just keep fishing. And I walked off in this little spot. Man, I had a bite. Boom, I caught one. Buddy, it was on. Good ones. Nice trout. 2-3 pound trout. And I'm waving my hat. Well, they're so far away, nobody sees nothing. Well, they missed the whole deal. They get there and catch like two finally. I said, man, dude, what do y'all didn't do anything I said to do. Gary's laughing at me. Y'all are knuckleheads, man. But anyway, make a long story short, that little place right there, now I got it. Now the next day we go back there and I kind of know how it sets up. Hey, we waltzed in there, buddy. We went to work on them. And it's a little bitty old spot. The spots now ain't big like what we used to find, big massive schools of fish on a shoreline. You're hitting a spot, and it's got some fish on it. And that's why I don't beat them up. You know, I don't just sit there, you know, we catch what we catch, and I time it. If it's really good, I'll let everybody catch about, you know, 8 or 9, 10 apiece. Hey, that's it. Let's go, man. That's enough.
Right.
So it's the same thing we used to do. It's just different.
Yeah, it is.
It's just different. You ain't gonna you'd hate it. It's spot fishing. Every now and then they'll show you something. Hey, now look, man. Wednesday, I should have never left, but Tony and them—they're always on a time frame. They always got to go. But I had about 6 or 7 bites. The fish are in there slicking. It's a timing deal. They just don't want to bite. And we caught a couple. I mean, they were there. And I should have just made them stay and just kept fishing. I said, man, you got one more spot. We're going to have to get out of here about 1 o'clock. I said, man, they're right here, but all right, let's go. So you do stupid stuff like that. You know better than to move. You're in fish. They just ain't biting.
Right. Well, you know, you got all this silting going on and erosion and all that, you know, up there in the top end of my backyard. I mean, you can wade all the way across the mouth of Spillway Mountain now. That gut doesn't run out into the bay like it used to. It stops at the end of those growings.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
That little reef is gone, too. I can't find it.
Oh, no, it's silted over. And boy, that little reef right there, my gosh.
How many awesome fish was you that? Caught right there?
Millions.
Man, I think that, remember we used to get out there deep in like the summertime, like hot. Man, I was a kid. Me and you with mirror lures out there throwing toward them two whales out there deep in the summertime. Yep. Man, how good was that?
Well, you had that big drop off out there, that ledge, and it was just solid knuckle shells, clamshell everywhere. Those fish just stacked on it.
Hey, but you think, but we were talking about that timing deal a minute ago. Back in the day, we ought to get some T-shirts made like that. But,
back in the day.
How many times in Trinity Bay you could fish for 10 hours during the day? 10 hours. You know what I'm fixing to say? You'd have swear there wasn't a fish alive. When that sun hit that deck, you ain't got enough lures or enough coolers.
No, you don't. That's that was that crazy spring pattern that we dealt with for, well, our entire careers, you know, in T-Bay.
Every year it was like that.
You
and it's like
just
that
a,
now, Mickey.
A little bite here and there early in the morning, then you had that all-day doldrum of just one swirl out, one follow-up, and then, buddy, when that sun started going down, you better hang on.
Yeah, and it's the same way now, Mickey. Nobody fishes like that. My guys are all old. If I tell, I just have, even Dave and them, they're crying about being out there.
If I'm going to fish till dark, I'm going to put in at noon or 1 o'clock and go, and then wait till dark.
But nobody wants to do that now.
No, everybody's so busy within their lives, you know, just they don't have the time.
Yeah, we never, you know, for years, we never even ran a trip this time of year. Never during the day. Never. Never. And that's tough on me, too. But once you get on that pattern, you got to stay on it. Like the other day, I had a turnaround. I get home at like whatever time, 8:30, and I didn't catch them very good. So now you're really extra tired. Now you got to turn around and try to go in the morning and see if that's when they're biting. Now those are tough.
Yeah, but that is.
Sometimes you should just stick with what you got. Hey man, we're gonna go about 2 or 1, and y'all ain't getting home 10 o'clock. I mean, you know, we're fishing late, but we don't do enough of it, and we ain't catching them during the day.
I just had a handful of clients that would do that, but they wanted to get them, you know.
Yeah,
they knew.
You got to be as mad at them as you are.
If I told them, hey, we're not gonna catch them till dark, we're gonna put in late, they were for it. They wanted to catch them big fish.
Exactly. So it's a little bit different now, but I just had a bad run. They don't bite every day, man. And I know it's time, and I guarantee you, if I'd have been where I was Wednesday, if I'd have been there at about 5:30, I promise you they'd have been snapping.
You'd
I don't know how
the
big they're
up.
All going to be. I guarantee you they'd have bit.
I remember that one reef you used to wait a lot over in West Bay. I wouldn't even get out on it till 5:30 in the evening. And then
you're
they start jumping out of the water. Reds and trout would just overwhelm you. You know what 100%. I'm talking about.
Yeah, and if you got there at 4 and fished till 5, you'd have still swore there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Hey,
5:30 till dark, you couldn't get a lure back on that reef, man.
You remember Alan Atkinson?
Yeah.
Okay, it was April, and we went at noon, and we were fishing out of the boat for some. I don't know what I was doing. It was early April.
Yeah.
And nothing. And he had a guy named, I'm going to say his name was Randy Whitmore with him. Anyway, it's getting dark. You know, we drifted across that reef right there, and I caught one. And they popped a slick. And I said, hey, man, we'll put our waders on, pull over here and put the hook out. That's when I had that little nasty 18 wader, the one that caught on fire.
Right.
And, man, we got out, nothing. I walked down to the east end of it, nothing. I said, I know they're here, and that sun, that's starting to get dark. I threw out there as far as I could throw, and I hooked one. Anyway, make a long story short, of course, we killed everything back then. Buddy, they went to bite. We pulled off of there about 9:30 that night, and buddy, we had them. Trout and red, just what you said, everything.
Yeah.
But when that sun hit that deck, they started jumping out of the water, man. Oh, Lord. I was back there, back at Trinity Bay, was sure like that. And those were big ones jumping out of the water up there. And they all 3 to 4 pounders, 5 pounders jumping out of the water.
Well, I remember that one Good Friday. You had Cullen. and your crew, y'all were over there waiting in North Ridge, and I got Mickey Ray and Sean, and we're over by Long Island Bio up there in the top end, and buddy, I've never seen anything like that. For a whole mile stretch, there was trout jumping out of the water as far as you could see, and you couldn't get a chrome and blue straight back to save your life. It was stupid.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
Hey, all big fish.
Big ones. And at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock that afternoon, you
it was dead as a hammer.
You saw there was nothing alive in that bay.
Nah, just dead as a hammer.
It was crazy. I still got a picture of that night. Wayne Owen had a blue pickup truck. There was six of us. I think that might have been the second day that we had done that.
Right.
Because I loaded everybody up, and we met at 4 o'clock. And I think y'all came from, I think, Crawley's, maybe Old Crawley's.
Yeah, I came from down in my house. And, well, we tried to go that morning, but it was northeast at 30, if you'll remember.
Oh, yeah, it was nasty. That is
right. Yeah, it was. Nasty. So they were out of school, and I said, well, we'll just wait and go this evening. Y'all go find something to do. So I got to go, James. I got to go. Oh. Go talk to my boy Sharky, man.
Oh, so okay. All right.
If somebody wants to call you about going to the bottom in style, give them a number, man.
All right, buddy. 497-71-7306.
Some days you wish you'd have sunk. All right, dog.
I'll let you do
later, bye, man. All right. Let's jump the bridge from Tiki over to the island of Galveston and check in with our good friend Sharky Marquez, see what kind of boat show hangover he's got this morning. Sharky, what's going on, boy?
Oh, my gosh, brother. That is, you couldn't have put it any better, my friend.
Been there and done that. I even got a T-shirt.
Golly. Yeah, that's about right, brother. I am feeling it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm feeling it, brother.
Yeah, and you got two more big days.
Gosh, my hips hurt, you know? I mean, that's a weird thing to hurt.
Why are you not standing on that concrete, man?
Golly, man. I am, yeah. You know what? It's a real familiar feeling. It feels just about like when I get home from a 36-hour trip, you know, that right. I captain. I mean, golly. Oh, goodness, Mickey. It's been great, man. It's been
y'all
so
doing
great.
Some good out there? You booking some trips and meeting a lot of people?
It's been fantastic. Really, it is. Awesome. It has been. It's been a good year. You know, it was a slow year last year just in general. You know, we're in the fun money business. Not a lot of people had the fun money to spend. And, you know, but we're off to a great start this year. Everybody is just it just feels different, man. Everybody's doing good, and man, it's good to see everybody, and people are booking trips, and gosh, we're just we're excited for the year to come, man. We really are. We're looking forward to going out there and catching a whole bunch of fish this year, brother.
I'm with you. That's the name of the game. Man.
It's going to be good. Man, what about that front coming in next, I think on Wednesday?
Which gosh, one? Yeah, the one Wednesday is going to be a strong one. Yeah, that's, boy, I'm not
that's
liking
a bad one.
That.
I know. And I guess one's coming in tomorrow?
Yeah. Maybe. No, actually, sometime today, either this afternoon or evening. And then
golly,
very blustery tomorrow. A lot of high winds, northwest winds.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh, man. Yeah, northwest pushing right into Shane's boat is sitting on that north on that side where that
you better move it.
Yep, I'm thinking so, brother. I am thinking so. Golly. Mm-mm-mm. Well, it sounds like I'm gonna be. It sounds like I'm gonna be going to Bayside here in a minute.
Yeah, it's
on the way to the show. On the way to the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
What time's it open today? Noon?
10 o'clock.
Oh, 10. That's right. It's weekend. Yeah, 10.
Yep. So I'm going to be heading that way anyway here in a minute. So it was a perfect time for me to wake up and get rocking and rolling, man. Gosh, and they have I guess they're having the Causeway closed or going down to one lane. It started last night. I read a news article.
It's been last weekend too. I've heard so many nightmare stories. If you're going back north out of Galveston, you better be ready. Pack your lunch.
Yeah, you better be ready
all day.
That's right. That's right. You better have a gas tank full, buddy. You better have about 6 Lunchables in the back cooler.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
You better, it's going to be a journey. So I'm wondering this morning.
You better get out of there early.
Looked, but yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to try to get a boogie on it.
You'd be better off going across the San Luis Pass Bridge and hitting 288 and going downtown.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to look on my little MapQuest deal or Google Maps and see if it's congested or what have you by the time we're fixing
the leak. Well, it should be heading north this morning, but later in the day it'll turn into a nightmare.
Yeah. Gosh, man, I thought about starting posting on Facebook last time this happened, giving boat rides or something from one side to the other, you know?
Yeah. All I want to do is just get across a bridge to Tiki.
That's crazy, man. I mean, that is crazy. Yeah, that causeway was I heard as long as 3.5 hours to get over the causeway.
One woman put a post. She had gone 6.7 miles in 4-point-something hours. That's how bad it was last weekend.
I mean, you could get out and crawl faster than that.
Oh, yeah. You,
not you, even walk.
You could
crawl.
Walk to Texas City.
Yeah. 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Golly.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh, brother. Man, that's insane. Well, I'm looking forward to today, man. We're going to see a lot of awesome people and meet a lot of awesome people. And, gosh, it's just been a lot of fun, man. I'm bringing my cough drops today, brother.
Yeah.
Because, man, my throat is I'm not sick, you know, it's just from talking. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it goes.
I keep lozenges on hand here on the radio just in case I have to really do a lot of talking. I'll soothe that throat. Cool comfort.
That's it, man. That's it.
Cool.
And then I got that last.
Down.
Yeah, cool them down, baby. Cool them down.
Well.
Oh, man.
Well, I wish you the best. If somebody wants to get with you guys and lodge up and fish up, do the whole deal, want to get married, hey.
Heck yeah.
Bachelor party.
Heck yeah.
Whatever.
Come on with it, man. We do. And in fact, we talked to a few people yesterday about getting married over at Bayside.
Oh, I bet.
So it was great, man. Yeah, hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, availability. We just opened up all our offshore trips to be bookable. So that stuff typically doesn't last long. So get on that website. Get booked up and check us out at Bayside Event Center. You can Google us or BaysideEventCenter.com. And, gosh, we do corporate stuff, corporate trips, overnight lodging, beautiful lodge on site. You just walk down, hop right on the boat, and go fish and make some memories. But, man, we'd love to have you guys. And we'll see you at the Houston Fishing Show. Come on by. Say hello. You can't miss us. We got a big old shark mouth sitting there.
I saw that picture there. That's crazy.
It's 13 foot tall.
Somebody can have their senior prom pictures made under that.
That's right. That's right.
All right, buddy. Hey,
all
have
right,
a good
brother.
One, Sharky. Be safe.
Thanks,
out there,
man.
Brother.
God bless. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.